apartment in the city. Me and Loretta like living there. Well, it's been years since the kids had grown a life of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War, and I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Oh. Me and Loretta, we don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Rudy. We work together at the factory. What could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing. What's with you? Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. So if you're walking down the street sometime, spot some hollow ancient eyes, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there.
Good morning, everybody. It's country funk time. Hey, it's Lonesome Captain. And we're back after 2 weeks with more John Prine songs because I got a lot of hate mail. Mean stuff. I would have thought that John Prine fans would be kind and empathetic and tolerant, but no, vicious. I'm gonna read some of this hate mail. But first, a little business. We do It's Country Funk Time on KXRY Portland, 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and always streaming on xray.fm and archived. Streamed and archived. One place, xray.fm. Check it out. And here's the first bit of hate mail. I don't usually write radio shows, especially shows I don't like. But your choices of songs for that John Prine episode a couple weeks ago were pitiful. I was happy to wait out your slow suicide of Little Debbie Nutty Buddies and Birthday Cake, but I think you need to step it up. Why in the world did you not play Dear Abby? Signed, Die Already. Ouch! That's just a sampling of the hate mail I got from the songs I played. I thought you John Prine fans were nice. I was mistaken. Here's Dear Abby.
About 3 months ago, I was in Rome, Italy, not New York. I don't know what I was doing there. I was just there. I got the sandwich one day, and they gave me a newspaper with it. It was the only newspaper they had there that was in English, and they had all the news from all around the world just crammed into 4 pages. Didn't even have any funnies in there, you know. Every time you turn a page, something just jumped right out at you, you know. So I found an old friend in there, and I wrote her a song. It's for Dear Abby. Dear Abby, dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair's falling out and my rights are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me that I've no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered. Bewildered, bewildered, you have no complaint. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, my fountain pen leaks. My wife hollers at me and my kids are all freaks. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. If it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Signed, Unhappy. Unhappy, unhappy, you have no complaint. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, dear Abby, dear Abby, dear Abby, dear Abby, dear Abby, you won't believe this, but my stomach makes noises whenever I kiss. My girlfriend tells me it's all in my head, but my stomach tells me to write you instead. Sign, Noisemaker. Noisemaker, noisemaker, you have no complaint. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, well, I never thought that me and my girlfriend would ever get caught. We were sitting in the back seat just shooting the breeze with her hair up in curlers and her pants to her knees. Just married. Just married, just married. You have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Sign, Dear Abby.
Small town, bright lights, Saturday night, pinballs and pool halls, flashing their light, making change behind a counter in a penny arcade. Sat the fat girl, daughter of Virginia and Ray. Lydia, Lydia hid her thoughts like a cat. Behind her small eyes, sunk deep in her fat. She read a romance magazine up in her room. Felt just like Sunday on Saturday afternoon. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisy, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Bunk beds, shaved heads, Saturday night, a warehouse of strangers with 60-watt lights. Staring through the ceiling, just wanting to be, lay one of too many, the young PFC. Donald, there were spaces between Donald and whatever he said. Strangers had forced him to live in his head. He envisioned the details of romantic scenes after midnight in the stillness of the barracks, the train. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisy, like a love hidden deep in your heart. Hot love, cold love, no love at all. A portrait of guilt is hung on a wall. Nothing is wrong, nothing is right. Donald and Lydia made love that night. Love. They made love in the mountains. They made love in the streams. They made love in the valleys. They made love in their dreams. But when they was finished, there was nothing to say, 'cause mostly they made love 10 miles away. But dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisy, like the love hidden deep in your heart. It was Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strength. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're blowing that gun. Reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing, by God. Searchlight in the big yard swings round with the gun, and spotlights, snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I'll love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing back up.
We're back on It's Country Funk Time, playing more songs from John Prine, because according to the audience, I did not do it right the first time. We heard Donald and Lydia. That goes out to Donald, North Carolina. And I did get a letter from an old boss of mine saying, you were not a very good employee, but you're an even worse DJ. Why didn't you play Christmas in Prison? So I did. And also, I got a letter from two young boys saying their father was reduced to calling me names, screaming words that they did not know that they had to look up for not playing John Prine's version of Paradise instead of playing the Johnny Cash version, and I feel awful. So I hope your father has recovered. Here is John Prine's version. It's Country Funk Time.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Thank you.
Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
I'm a-walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket, thinking about you. I ain't a-hurting nobody, I ain't a-hurting no one. There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're waiting to die, they won't never be free. I ain't hurting nobody, I ain't a-hurting no one. $6,700,033 lights on. You'd think someone could take the time to sit down and listen to the words of my song. At the beach in Indiana, I was 9 years old. Heard Little Richard singing Tutti Frutti from the top of a telephone pole.
I wasn't hurting nobody,
I wasn't hurting no one. There's roosters laying chickens and chickens laying eggs. Farm machinery eating people's arms and legs. I ain't hurting nobody, I ain't a hurting no one. Perfectly crafted popular hit songs never use the wrong rhyme. You'd think that waitress could get my order right the first time. She's sitting on the back steps, just shucking that corn. That gal's been grinning since the day she was born. She ain't hurting nobody, she ain't hurting no one. I used to live in Chicago, where the cold wind blows. I delivered more junk mail than the junkyard would hold. I wasn't hurting nobody, I wasn't hurting no one. You can fool some of the people part of the time in a rock and roll song. 50 million Elvis Presley fans can't be all wrong. I'm a walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. got my hand in my pocket, baby, thinking about you. I ain't a hurting nobody, I ain't a hurting no one, I ain't a hurting nobody, I ain't a hurting no one.
That way, brown necktie and matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built a closet on our back porch, put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on the level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sunday and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Now my grandma was a teacher, went to school in Bowling Green, traded in a milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud, and used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
Back before I was a movie star, straight off of the farm, I had a picture of another man's wife tattooed on my arm. With a pack of Camel cigarettes in the sleeve of my t-shirt, I heading out to Hollywood just to have my feelings hurt. That town will make you crazy, just give it a little time. You'd be walking around in circles down at Hollywood and Vine. You'd be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. Yes, that town'll make you crazy, crazy as a limb. So I headed down to Nashville to become a country star. Every night you'd find me hanging at every honky-tonkin' bar. Pretty soon I met a woman, pretty soon she done me wrong. Pretty soon my life got sadder than any country song. That town'll make you crazy, just give it a little time. You'll be walking around in circles, looking for that country rhyme. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a burn. Yeah, that town will make you crazy, crazy as a loon. Gathered up my savvy, bought myself a business suit. I headed up to New York City, where a man can make some loot. I got hired Monday morning, downsized that afternoon. Overcome with grief that evening, now I'm crazy as a loon. So I'm up here in the north woods, just staring at a lake, wondering just exactly how much they think a man can take. I eat fish to pass the time away, neath this blue Canadian moon. This whole world has made me crazy, crazy as a loon. Lord, this world will make you crazy, crazy as a loon.
Country Funk Time, playing more songs from John Prine. We heard I Ain't Hurting Nobody, which apparently I was, and Grandpa Was a Carpenter. And actually the last one we just heard was Crazy as a Loon. I actually made a note to myself how poor I did on the first show. It's like, why didn't you play Crazy as a Loon? That was probably my favorite John Prine song and I forgot it. So I'm with you, everybody, for complaining, because I'm terrible, and I am deeply sorry, and we're trying to get it right. John Prine is a treasure and needs to be handled appropriately. All right, we got a few more songs here in this John Prine Odyssey on It's Country Funk Time, the redo. Okay, this next one goes out to Michael. He was pretty unhappy with me. Hope you think this is pretty good.
I got a friend in Freeman. He sells used cars, you know. Well, he calls me up twice a year just to ask me how to go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, but she did. Said, how was it, kid? She was politely told, pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy, sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen. Molly went to Arkansas. She got raped by Dobbin's dog. But she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against the law. Pretty good, not bad, she can't complain. Cause actually, all them dogs are just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy, sunlight makes me plain. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen.
Up in the morning, work like a dog is better than sitting like a bump on a log. Mind all your manners, be quiet as a mouse. Someday you'll own a home that's as big as a house. I know a fella, eats like a horse, knocks his old balls round the old golf course. You ought to see his wife, she's a cute little dish. She smokes like a chimney and drinks like a fish. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby, it's a big old goofy world. Elvis had a woman with a head like a rock. I wished I had a woman that made my knees knock. Sing like an angel and eat like a bird. And if I wrote a song, she'd know every single word. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl. Ooh, baby,
big old goofy world. If you lie like a rug and you don't give a damn, you're never gonna be as happy as a clam. I'm sitting in a hotel trying to write a song. My head is just as empty as the day is long. Why, it's clear as a bell, I should have gone to school. I'd be wise as an owl instead of stubborn as a mule. There's a big old goofy man dancing with a big old goofy girl.
Little girl who was almost a lady, she had a way with all the men in her life. Every inch of her blossom and beauty, she was born on the 4th of July. Well, she lived in an aluminum house trailer, and she worked in a jukebox saloon, and she spent all the money that I give her just to see the old man in the moon. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great compromise. Well, he'd go out on Saturday evenings to the driving on Route 41, and it was there that I first suspected that she was doing what she'd already done. She said, "Johnny, won't you get me some popcorn?" And she knew I had to walk pretty far. And as soon as I passed through the moonlight, she hopped into I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory Well, you know, I could have beat up that fella, but it was her that had hopped into his car. And many times I fought to protect her, but this time she was going too far. Now some folks, they call me a coward, 'cause I left her at the driving that night. But I'd rather have names thrown at me than to fight for a thing that ain't right. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great compromise. Well, she writes all the fellas love letters, saying greetings, come and see me real soon. And they go and line up in the barroom, spend the night in that sick woman's dress. But sometimes I get awful lonesome, and I wish she was my girl instead. But she won't let me live with her, and she makes me live in my head. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great calm.
If you like your apples sweet and your streets are not concrete, you'll be in your bed by nine every night. Take your hand-spanked corn-fed gal and your best friend's four-eyed pal to a treat right down the street that's dynamite. Now let your conscience be your guide if you put your foot inside. You wish you left you well enough alone. When you got hell to pay, put the truth on layaway and blame it on that old crazy bone. Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Well, you wish you left you well enough alone. When you got hell to pay, put the truth on their way and blame it on that old crazy bone. And don't be stuck up in Alaska when you should be in Nebraska on a Thursday when it's egg and daughter night. When the farmers come to town and they spread them eggs around and they drop their daughter down at the roller rink. Well, you're probably standing there with your slick back grill cream hair. Your lucky's and your daddy's fine tooth comb. If they knew what you were thinking, they'd run you out of Lincoln. Just blame it on that old crazy bone. Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Well, you must have left your wisdom to that home. If they knew what you was thinking, they'd run you out of Lincoln. Just blame it on that old crazy bone. Here comes that crazy bone. Yeah, da 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 da. Dee da 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 da. Dee da 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 da. Yeah, da 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 da. Dee. Thank you.
kids all are grown, and they put you in a home. And eternity is approaching fast. Yeah, you're half out of your head, and you're probably dead, and you can't see a thing to save your ass. When far across the prairie, in the local cemetery, they already got your name carved out in stone. When all them nurses say, "Grandpa, why you walk that way?" Just blame it on that old crazy bone. Yeah, blame it on that old crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
Crazy bone.
And everybody in that old folks home, if they knew what you were thinking, they'd run you out of Lincoln. Just blame it on that old crazy bone. And everybody in that old folks home, yeah, blame it on that old crazy bone.
Standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known as Lake Marie. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to the lake. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish, whatever came first. That night, she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louai. Ah, baby, we gotta go now. We're standing, standing by peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. The dogs were barking as the cars were parking, and the loan sharks were shocking, the narcs were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies in the woods. Naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news. On the TV news. In a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows! Shadows! That's what it looks like. All the love that we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie. We were standing. Standing by peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Peaceful waters. Standing by peaceful waters. Baby, we gotta go now.
Right, that was Lake Marie. That was the song John Prine, towards the end of his life, would close his shows with. So that's how we close this show. And I gotta say, one of the most empathetic men in the world did generate a bunch of hate mail. Oh well. We also heard Egg and Daughter Night, Crazy Bone, It's a Big Old Goofy World, and The Great Compromise. John Prine was a great person. Oh, I wish I could have met him. Oh my goodness. But his records are enough for me. I want to thank everybody for sending in even the hate mail. I thank you for the hate mail. LonesomeCaptain@gmail.com. I like to hear what you have to say, even if it does hurt my feelings. Oh well. All right. And thank you, X-Ray FM, for having the Lonesome Captain in his Country Funk Time. And get ready for Searching for the Sound. I've been listening to that show lately, and I love it. Always digging in the nooks and crannies and finding new stuff. So hope you have a great Saturday. This has been his Country Funk Time.